manager of Ballyliffin Golf Club, John Farron, to be recognised here tonight for all your tremendous work, not just over the summer, but this has been a major, major effort for quite some time to get the Irish Open to Ballyliffin and to pull it off in such a fantastic way.
Yeah, it's a tremendous honour the council are bestowing on the club, but I think it's more than just the club, it's the whole local community are being recognised, and in fact everyone in Donegal and the greater northwest area for the tremendous work that's put in making the Irish Open such a success in July.
And from July to now, on reflecting on what was such a spectacular event, how has business been in Ballyliffin?
Very busy, yeah. We've had a lot of bookings and inquiries for this year, and in particular for next year and further afield. So, you know, the reaction is exactly what we wanted. We've put Ballyliffin and Donegal on the map, and that's reflected in the level of interest we're getting from both within Ireland and internationally, in particular from America.
And you just mentioned this year ahead already. It's been so busy, but I suppose you probably won't know the real dividends until years to come.
Yeah, we'd imagine the dividends will be, you know, reflected in green fees and visitors to the area over the next 10 years and further afield. But certainly, Ballyliffin is now no longer a hidden gem. We're well on the world map.
Paddy McDermott mentioned there that he's quite confident that the Irish Open might come back to Ballyliffin. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, as you said earlier, it was a fantastic success. The weather played a big part, the volunteers, the whole community spirit, everyone getting behind it, and certainly the European Tour enjoyed themselves, and it was a commercial success from their point of view. So I would see that the Tour would be interested in coming back, and I will probably have a period of reflection and hopefully bask in the glory of having staged a successful event. But I would imagine that they will be back to us within the next 4 or 5 years.
Ballyliffin Golf Club Captain Paddy McDermott, to be honoured here tonight by Donegal County Council at this civic reception, how does it feel?
Oh, it's terrific. It's just something extra special. It's been such a great year. There's been so much happening this year with the Irish Open, and for the Donegal County Council to honour us here tonight with a civic reception is just terrific. It's a terrific feeling, especially for me with my brother being a councillor, makes it that much more special. My brother Martin, he's a councillor.
Now, a few months on from what was a spectacular event, reflecting on it, was it as good as you thought it would be? Probably so much more.
Catherine, it was so much more than we even expected. We knew it would be good, but it was outstanding. It was I've never heard one bad word said about the tournament at all. It was just an unbelievable to be captain this year. It was a terrific experience. Meet so many people. I've made so many friends. Met so many people especially over the week of the Open and leading up to it and after it. And we've got so many visitors now. It's terrific altogether. Terrific.
Now, you touched on there that you have so many visitors since. What has it been like after showcasing Ballyliffin Golf Club on that global scale?
That's amazing. The phones have not stopped since. The phones have been bouncing off the tables. People looking to play, especially Glashidi course. People play both courses, but especially Glashidi, because that's the course the Irish Open was on. But the phones have been leaping. Even for next year, the bookings are unreal. People just want to play. You only had a look at the footage on TV. It was unbelievable. It was just an unbelievable experience.
And in terms now, you mentioned the year ahead. Obviously, you will be expecting a very, very busy 2019 tourism season.
We're expecting a very, very busy 2019. It's already massive interest. It's nearly booked out as it is. The amount of interest we have is just tremendous altogether. Tremendous.
Do you feel that the legacy now of the Irish Open being held in Ballyliffin will live on years from now?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Catherine. There's no doubt about it. It'll live for years to come. And there's no doubt about it. It'll be back in Ballyliffin. I've no doubt about that. It will be back in Ballyliffin. But for us to be so successful hosting it the first time, everything went so smoothly. But a lot of the credit has to go down to John Farron, the manager. The amount of work John put on, you have to be there to experience what John put on, just to see what John done every day. The work that man put on was unreal, the amount of work John put on.
Councillor Martin McDermott, Ballyleffan Golf Club are being honoured this evening as part of a civic reception here at the County House in Lifford. A real family affair for yourself this evening.
Yeah, it's a great honour for my brother Paddy to be captain this year. I think he's done a fantastic job this year. He's been out there, has put a lot of time, a lot of effort into the golf club this year. Himself, John Farn and John McGeoghegan have all done tremendously well. I'm honoured and I'm delighted for Paddy. It's a great honour, as I say, to be the captain of Ballyliffin Golf Club, and it's an even bigger honour to be captain in the year that you host the Irish Open. Look, I think Ballyliffin Golf Club deserves the credit that they're getting tonight. There's no doubt about that, because, you know, the foresight to bring a competition like the Irish Open to Inishowen, to Donegal, the publicity that we've got all over the world, anybody you're talking to, when the people come home from America or anywhere else during the summer, it was all about the talk of Ballyliffin and how well it looked all over the world. And the fact that, look at it next year, the numbers that are coming to Ballyliffin, the numbers that are booked in hotels around Inishowen is up up a lot on this year. And Ballyliffin Golf Club itself is booked out for July next year, so it's the first time ever that the golf club has been booked out. So, it's all good, and they deserve the credit for bringing a competition for that level. And John Farn deserves great credit for the foresight and the effort that he put on to taking such an event, because going back a couple of years ago, nobody would have thought that the Irish Open had been held in Ballyliffin.
And 95,000 approximately walked through the doors of Ballyliffin Golf Club to attend the event. Obviously, this is going to have not just benefits for Ballyliffin, but the entire Inishowen Peninsula.
Yeah, massively, because you had 95,000 adults, you had people under 16 wasn't counted in that, so you had well over 100,000 people, children and families there. And the whole week itself, with the weather and with the way the whole thing was run, with the traffic management, the Gardaí, the council, and most of all the community groups in Inishowen that put on tremendous work to have Inishowen looking as well as it did. And you've been down there yourself to see how well and how much an effort all the community groups and all the people around Inishowen have done. And I think it's something that will benefit Inishowen and will benefit Donegal in the future, and there's no doubt about that. And who knows, we might have another big competition in Ballyliffin over the next number of years. It's as the players were saying, it's probably not just the best Lynx Golf Club in Ireland or in Europe, but in the world. So when you have the top players in the world, saying those type of things and talking about it all around the world, because I know John was out in America, and the talk out there was of how good and how well run Ballyliffin Irish Open was. So look, it's great, and it's an honour, as I say, to be here tonight. It's an honour to nominate Ballyliffin for this award. I think they deserve it, no doubt they deserve it, because there's very little organisations that has brought such publicity to this county before, and I think Ballyliffin Golf Club certainly deserves the reception they're having tonight.